Hello, welcome to the Monday, October 19th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Fayetteville, Arkansas. Adobe had a surprise flash update for us on Friday. Originally, this update was supposed to be released this week, but I guess Adobe figured it would be best to release the update as soon as possible. If you are still using Flash, then you should update as soon as possible. The update fixes actually a total of 3 vulnerabilities, not just the 1 vulnerability that was already being used in exploits in the wild. We also have more details about CVE-2015-7645, the vulnerability that caused the early release of the update. A researcher from Google's Project Zero posted as part of the Google Security Research Code Repository that they reported the vulnerability to Adobe about 2 weeks prior to exploits first being spotted in the wild. As part of the post, the researcher also released additional details, including proof of concept flash files. With this code being available and some reports of the exploit showing up in exploit kits, it is really critical that you apply this update or disable flash. After updating, you should run Flash 19.00.225 or 226. And while we're talking about patches, the Zen project announced that it will be releasing 8 security advisories for its virtualization platform on October 29th. Details have not been made public, but some virtual machine resellers like Linode already have announced that they will have to reboot customer systems on the day the patch is released or whenever they apply that patch to their systems. On Friday, the Center for Internet Security released an updated version of the critical security controls, also sometimes known as the 20 critical controls. This is version 6.0 of these controls. The major difference to prior versions is that the secure network engineering control has been removed and a new control for email and web browser protection was added. The addition of this control is very timely given the ongoing flash issues and other exploits, of course, being delivered via email or then via the browser. Disabling unneeded plugins, of course, is one of the sections of this control. The control is in general targeting restricting browser versions, restricting plugins, and also logging as well as filtering URLs a user can visit. For email, the control suggests SPF, sadly not a DMARC, and filtering attachments, of course. Sucuri is reporting in its blog that they found a site used in a large number of Magento shopping cart compromises. The site Sucuri found, guruinksite.com, is then used to load malicious content in the browser. According to Google, which in its malware project enumerated all the sites linking to this guruinksite.com, 7,000 different sites did include the malicious code. Not a huge number, but we have seen Magento exploits for a while now. Certainly, if you're using that software, make sure, please, that you're up to date. For a few years now, attackers have been using reflective UDP attacks against a number of protocols to amplify distributed denial of service attacks. Remember all the DNS attack and then SNMP and UPnP or SSDP. So lots and lots of applications, UDP applications are being used. So far it was widely believed that TCP isn't suitable for this type of amplification. In TCP, we need a complete three-way handshake before data is sent, and typically, if we spoof a SYN packet, we may get a couple of retries, a couple of SYNACs back, but really that particular amplification is not really all that spectacular compared with the UDP attacks that we have seen. Well, a paper now published by researchers of the Ruhr University in Bochum shows that a large number of servers responds with many more packets than are currently anticipated, turning them in actually pretty powerful DDoS amplifiers. In some cases, the researchers even identified systems that replied with significant size payloads before the three-way handshake completed. I still have to play with this a little bit. I tried it against a power controller that I have that had a telnet port, so a fairly simple device, and it actually shows about 20-40 different SYNACs being returned by device very, very quickly also, like within a couple of seconds. Now, they found some amplification ratios of 1 to 409 for some HTTP servers, and for other protocols, they found ratios as high as 1 to 98,000. However, for those very large ratios, they only found 1,000 or so different devices that would actually respond with these sort of large floods. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.